Minister, we have two climates in this country. I was listening to all my colleagues in this house talking on the 29th of January this year, and there were dairy farmers and they were wondering whether to let the cows out at that time or not. I said, have you grass? Plenty of grass. The only concern was that it might rain, and they were afraid and the rain was going to come and they didn't want to put them out before that. In our area, we're lucky to get cows out
Minister,
the 1st of May. The 1st of May.
Deputy,
so, and they're back in again.
Minister has 4 minutes.
Thank you, Corla. As I know we're all aware, weather conditions over much of this recent autumn, especially early on in the season, were quite challenging. These conditions created difficulties for farmers, particularly in parts of the west on heavier land types. On the other hand, grass growth rates through the autumn and indeed most of the year were ahead of last year. However, due to the higher than average rainfall in many parts of the country, late on in the year, land remained too wet to support grazing. This resulted in cattle being housed earlier than normal in some areas, particularly on the heavier soils that retained water and were slower to drain. Indeed, for the same reason, as land remained wet over a prolonged period, it lost its ability to support machinery, and so silage harvesting, particularly that of late-cut silage, was affected. At my request, my colleague, Minister of State Andrew Doyle, TD, met with the President of the IFA, Joe Healy, and some local farmers in Leitrim to see firsthand the challenges on the ground recently. While I recognise that there are undoubtedly issues in certain areas with regard to adequate winter fodder, it appears that there are supplies of fodder in the form of silage and hay available across the country as a whole for those farmers who may require it to supplement their own fodder supply. It is important to emphasise that my department operates an emergency helpline for animal welfare situations. I would urge any farmers who are facing an emergency animal welfare situation and may be in need of support to contact a helpline for advice and, if needs be, emergency assistance. Last month, the European Commission agreed to my request for an advance payment of the 2017 Basic Payment Scheme. I took this action in response to the poor weather conditions we are discussing here this evening and also in response to market difficulties caused by currency fluctuations, amongst other issues. This advance translates to an increase from 50 to 70% in the rate of the basic payment scheme to those farmers whose applications were confirmed fully clear. Issuing of these payments commenced as early as possible, in this case after the 15th of October last, and balancing payments will be made with effect from early December. There will also be an increase permitted to the advance for Pillar 2 rural development schemes.